Chapter 11. Inside Out Greatness. How do you answer people who ask you what you're really great at? Do you get embarrassed and fumble for something to say? Do you say, "Well, I'm great at tennis," or "I love chess. I have to say I'm pretty great at that." Lots of things. Who wants to know? For most of us, unless we've won an award or a trophy or some kind of honour that proves by someone else's standards that we deserve the rating of great, we may not really know how to answer that question. None of these accolades or accomplishments actually make us great. We do that all by ourselves. These are established standards we have to live up to in order to earn the rating that has become the norm among people in the know. Some of those people won't be able to meet their own standards. It is a judgment, after all. But it is also something to aspire to. One is being and one is doing. Both are good and both flourish with support and encouragement. I have a personal guideline that I'll share with you. I don't expect people to be more than they are, but I won't encourage them to be less. If you're struggling to find purpose in your life, think about this. Whatever you do best and whatever you love to do most, so much in fact that you would do it for free just for the pleasure it gives you, is directly related to your purpose here on this earth. Rest assured, if you follow your heart, greatness won't be far behind. A loving and compassionate heart will help you share your special gift with the world. You'll also need a healthy sense of humor and more flexibility than you can imagine. One thing is certain, your life will turn out however it needs to turn out for you to learn the lessons you have come here to learn. Many of the goals we achieve in our lives are occupation-driven. We spend most of our waking hours at work, so I guess that makes sense. But there is so much more to life, and you deserve to have the best life you can get. So if you're going to get a life, you might as well get a great one.